This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan administration tried to sell sophisticated U.S. missiles to Saudi Arabia, but Congress said no. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, it's time the Reagan administration learned that arms sales are not the path to peace. The administration made a serious blunder in selling arms to Iran last year and trading weapons for hostages. Recently, the White House tried to launch another unacceptable arms deal, this time with Saudi Arabia, but Congress blew the whistle in advance. A solid bipartisan majority in both the House and the Senate opposed the idea of putting sophisticated U.S. missiles in the hands of Saudi Arabia. The administration wisely backed off and eliminated the missiles from the sale. The Saudis are enemies of Israel and friends of the PLO. The last thing we need is to have U.S. missiles used against Israel in a new war in the Middle East. You didn't favor that missile deal with Saudi Arabia, did you, Bob?
Ted, while you were looking to stir up controversy, other people were looking for leadership. That's why I held a series of meetings in my office with the administration and with responsible members from both parties. And the weeks of hard work paid off. Thanks to the cooperation of Democrat Howard Metzenbaum of Ohio, Republican Rudy Boschwitz of Minnesota, and Republican Bob Packwood of Oregon, a compromise arms package was produced without the Maverick missiles. The bottom line, Ted, is that our arms package, one, won't upset the military balance in the Middle East, two, isn't a threat to Israel, and three, it will help a friend that is facing a real military threat from Iran. Ted, these senators and I work together for a simple reason, the security interests of the United States. Sorry you ducked out on this one. This is Senator Bob Dole. Get the latest from Capitol Hill right here on Face Off. So tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole is in a tight spot on nuclear arms control. His instinct is to favor the INF agreement that President Reagan is negotiating with the Russians, but the right wing won't let him. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, with the exception of your friends on the far right, most of the Senate welcomes the progress being made in the U.S.-Soviet negotiations to ban intermediate-range nuclear missiles. It's an impressive achievement by President Reagan and a hopeful sign that arms control is gaining priority over the arms race and the policy of the administration. But the thunder on the right is making you as nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof, Bob. The right wing is gearing up a major confrontation with the president against the treaty, and they want you as their leader in the ambush they're laying in the Senate. But if President Reagan can say no to the right wing, can Bob Dole be far behind?
Ted, I don't sign blank checks, and I don't support or oppose treaties until they're actually negotiated, signed, and submitted to the Senate for ratification. In short, I like to get the facts first and then make my judgment. I do welcome the progress that is made toward an INF agreement. As I pointed out many times, we have achieved that progress because of Ronald Reagan's arms control strategy, which you never stopped criticizing. And we have progress in spite of the liberals' efforts to make unilateral concessions to the Soviets, which efforts you have led. I support the president and his arms control strategy, but I also take my constitutional responsibilities seriously. I'll take a fine-tooth comb to the treaty, especially on verification questions, and I'll vote on the facts, not with the intent of trying to score a few cheap political points.
This is Senator Bob Dole. Get the latest from Capitol Hill right here on Face Off. So tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Senator Bob Dole. Another cabinet secretary is leaving President Reagan's cabinet to join the Dole presidential campaign. In a moment, I'll tell Ted Kennedy the good news as we face off. Ted, first Transportation Secretary Elizabeth Dole joined the team. Now one of the most respected men in government is leaving the White House to head up my presidential campaign. He's William Brock, the Secretary of Labor. And I know you agree, Ted, Bill Brock is tops. He was a superb congressman and senator, a dynamic Republican Party chairman, and a highly regarded cabinet secretary. His leadership and management skills are legendary, so I'm mighty glad he'll be driving the Dole bandwagon. Bill Brock is from Tennessee, and he'll be a real plus on 1988 Super Tuesday when 17 states go to the polls. Ted, you raved about Bill Brock when he became the new Secretary of Labor, and he delivered. And I'm confident he'll deliver for Bob Dole in 1988.
I must say, Bob, you're certainly working your way through President Reagan's cabinet. So far, you lined up two good people for your presidential campaign. A little too good, perhaps. Let's hope the Republican Party doesn't decide to hold a primary for the three of you. You might come in third, behind Elizabeth Dole and Bill Brock. From what I hear, Bob, if you could just get a transplant of Elizabeth Dole's Southern appeal and Bill Brock's political skill, you could be a strong candidate, too. A lot of people have been asking me about the possibility of a Dole-Dole ticket, Bob. I tell them it's unlikely. I don't think you'd accept the vice presidential nomination. Who knows, with this latest development, if Elizabeth Dole emerges as the nominee, she might ask Bill Brock to take on the second slot. But don't worry, Bob. A lot of us agree that you'd make a pretty good first man, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on U.S. sanctions against apartheid in South Africa. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. President Reagan says sanctions against South Africa haven't worked, but he forgot the most important fact. Sanctions put American policy on the right side instead of the far right side in the battle against apartheid. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, a year ago, Congress enacted tough economic sanctions against apartheid in South Africa. President Reagan opposed the sanctions, but Congress overrode his veto. Unfortunately, the president still refuses to accept them. The other day, he claimed they haven't worked, because apartheid still exists in South Africa. The president missed the point, Bob. No one thought sanctions would end apartheid. What they did, and this is their great success, is put the United States on the right side of human rights by ending the Reagan administration's discredited policy of constructive engagement. For years, that failed policy had given aid and comfort to apartheid. You joined President Reagan in opposing sanctions, Bob, but would President Dole make the same mistake?
Ted, you're 3 for 3. Your history is wrong, your logic is wrong, and your prescription for future American policy is dead wrong. First, history. I co-authored the 1985 South Africa sanctions bill and voted for the 1986 bill. I did support the president's veto of the 86 bill, but only because by that time he had agreed to put sanctions in effect by executive order so that the president and Congress could speak with one voice, making our common stand against apartheid much, much stronger. Next, logic. According to you, sanctions haven't worked, so let's have some more. Something's haywire here, Ted. And finally, future American policy. For you, the priority is doing anything, even if South African blacks are the ones who are hurt the most. Ted, my priority is finding a policy that really can end apartheid.
This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Senator Bob Dole. Early detection is the best prescription for breast cancer, and our classy First Lady, Nancy Reagan, seconds that advice. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, America is proud of Nancy Reagan. The First Lady set an example for every woman to follow with her recent bout with breast cancer. Early detection is the key to reducing cancer risk. That means regular checkups and mammograms. It certainly paid off for Nancy Reagan. According to her physician, her prognosis is excellent following surgery to remove malignant tissue. Ted, the experts tell us that 90% of all breast cancer is curable if it is caught early enough. The president and now the First Lady have made courageous stands in their very public battles with cancer. Ted, in their name, let's get the word out. Regular checkups, please.
Bob, I have my differences with the Reagan administration, but I have nothing but admiration for Nancy Reagan and the example of courage and inspiration she set for the nation and the world in dealing with her cancer. Especially in recent years, medical science has made remarkable advances in early detection and skillful treatment of breast cancer. Nancy Reagan's example will encourage women across America to have regular checkups. the best guarantee that cancer can be caught in time and cured. At the same time, Bob, you can't have it both ways. Much of the credit for the rapid recent advances in cancer research belongs to the National Cancer Institute. We all know that adequate federal funding is essential to win the war on cancer. So next time the budget for medical research is on your chopping block, Bob, think about what you said today and resist the urge to make irresponsible budget cuts. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on Wall Street's Message to Congress and the White House. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Wall Street is sending Congress and the administration a message on the budget. Is Bob Dole listening? In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, shockwaves from the Wall Street meltdown are still rippling through the economy. It's too soon to tell the long-run consequences, but one lesson is clear. The stock market plunge is an unmistakable signal to Congress and the President that we're running out of time to deal with our massive trade and budget deficits. A major part of the problem, Bob, has been the intransigence of the White House and Republicans in Congress. For months, you boycotted action on the deficit and then voted no when Democrats prepared a plan without you. It may not be perfect, but it's better than no action at all. How about meeting us halfway, Bob, and working together to put the budget back on an even keel? We've had a free fall on Wall Street. We don't need a free fall on the economy, too.
Ted, when the going gets tough, you get partisan. But what the country is looking for is leadership. And the President is leading the way with his call for a bipartisan budget session with Bob Dole and the other congressional leaders. No doubt about it, the stock market crash was one loud wake-up call on the federal deficit. Ted, government spending is out of control. That's what I've been saying for years. The deficit is public enemy number one. Thanks to President Reagan, the economy remains sound. We've just received more good news on economic growth, unemployment, and inflation. But all of that will be at risk if we don't deal with the deficit, and deal very soon. Ted, I know tough talk on the deficit is suddenly in vogue, but the people want more than speeches. They don't want your old standby solution, a big fat tax hike. Have you ever thought about cutting spending, Ted? Now is the time. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy is still mesmerized by the slick propaganda coming from the communist dictatorship in Nicaragua. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. Maybe Ted Kennedy bought the communist hollow promise of freedom of press in Nicaragua, but don't try to sell it to journalists down there. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you scored a perfect 10 on your swan dive when the communists in Nicaragua said they would let the opposition newspaper La Prensa open after 15 months of censorship. Extra, extra, communists restore democracy in Nicaragua. That is what you were yelling, but the people who have to live there weren't buying it. What about all those radio, TV, and newspaper reporters who dictator Daniel Ortega just refused to license, even though the peace treaty he signed demands freedom of the press? And the Catholic radio station, they may be back on the air, but Ortega just forbid them from broadcasting any news. Ted, I know democracy and freedom when I see it, and Nicaragua doesn't even come close.
Bob, your own right-wing policy of U.S. military aid to the Contras is not exactly a step towards democracy in Nicaragua, and it's certainly not a step towards peace. In fact, the administration's misguided support for the Contras has given the Sandinistas all the pretext they need to restrict freedom of press in Nicaragua. One other point, Bob. You should have kept your lip buttoned a little tighter when you returned from your recent trip to Nicaragua, because your intemperate remarks back here undid any good that your junket might have done down there. You weren't exactly smoking the peace pipe when you suggested to the press that what's needed is a little three-day invasion of Nicaragua. You even added that other leaders in Central America wouldn't object if somebody came down there and blew Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega away. You can't be serious, Bob, so why even say irresponsible things like that? This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the Reagan administration's latest scheme to slash benefits for the poor. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan administration has been caught again with its hands in the pockets of the poor. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, even you must have been shocked the other day to learn the length the Reagan administration is willing to go in slashing welfare benefits for the poor. On October 1st, they ordered Social Security to start deducting food, clothing, and shelter from federal benefits to the poorest of the poor, the low-income elderly, the blind, and the disabled. Congress was partly to blame because a law had expired prohibiting such deductions. But no one intended that result, Bob. Instead of working with Congress, the administration bided its time until the law expired and then launched a sneak attack on those who need our help the most. Fortunately, the New York Times discovered this mean act and published the facts, and the administration backed down. A happy ending, Bob? Yes. But why did it happen in the first place?
Ted, I don't know what's more distorted, what I just heard or your sorry attacks on Judge Robert Bork. They're both rock bottom. What you're playing for cheap political points today is an in-house memo that never even got close to the president's desk, and it didn't order anything. It was a staff review of the Health and Human Services budget. But here's the difference between Bob Dole and Ted Kennedy. While you were thumbing through the New York Times, I was swinging into action. While you were writing another attack speech, I was on the Senate floor, introducing legislation that would prohibit any deductions from these programs for the disadvantaged. Ted, I'm glad you're reading the New York Times, but next time, try finding out what's going on before it hits the front page.
This is Senator Bob Dole. Get the latest from Capitol Hill, right here on Face Off. So tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Ted Kennedy. Bilingual education has brought millions of non-English speaking children into the mainstream of American education, and the Secretary of Education is wrong to oppose it. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, Secretary of Education Bill Bennett has an unfortunate ideological chip on his shoulder against bilingual education. He doesn't like federal aid being used to teach children in Spanish or other foreign languages, even though the instruction is intended only to help children learn English more rapidly and do better in their regular classes. A thorough study by the impartial Congressional General Accounting Office rejected Secretary Bennett's notion that English-only teaching can do the job. Instruction in a child's native language is what makes the difference, Bob. That sort of teaching may not be practical where several native languages are spoken in the same classroom, but can't we agree, Bob, that where bilingual education can be used, Secretary Bennett is wrong and it ought to be available?
Ted, we're all concerned about education and getting our children into the mainstream. But your salvo at Secretary Bennett is a cheap shot. He understands better than you that our educational system needs all the flexibility it can get to meet the challenges of teaching our young, especially those with language difficulties. And he also recognizes there isn't just one way to get the job done. Yes, bilingual education is one way, but the experts at the state and local levels are the ones who know what works best for their classrooms. Ted, your call for a federal mandate is consistent with your belief that the best government is a big, big government. Fortunately, the American people don't agree. Speaking of getting into the mainstream, how about getting into it yourself for a change, Ted?
This is Senator Bob Dole. Get the latest from Capitol Hill, right here on Face Off. So tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Senator Bob Dole. It's a summit flip-flop. Mikhail Gorbachev is coming to Washington, but only after President Reagan refused to cave in on national security. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Soviets pulled an old con game by trying to pull the plug on a summit. It was a classic bait and switch. They dangled something that was supposed to be a big, juicy prize, in this case a summit. Next, they let expectations and media hype build, and then at the last minute, the Soviets tossed some new demands on the table. But the president knew Gorbachev's ransom was highway robbery, forcing the president to renegotiate the ABM treaty in the Soviets' favor and to give away our Star Wars defense system. When Ronald Reagan said no thanks, Gorbachev was in a box, and the only way out was a world-class flip-flop. Thanks to the president, we'll have a summit. But we won't be handing the Kremlin a blank check.
Bob, all of us are concerned about the off-again-on-again status of the summit. But summit hoopla and smoke and mirrors gamesmanship isn't what's really important right now. The issue is arms control. The Reagan administration's non-negotiable commitment to Star Wars is dangerous and irresponsible. Almost no one thinks Star Wars will work, and almost everyone thinks we'll bankrupt the Pentagon trying to build it. Even worse, instead of reducing the prospects of nuclear war, it will launch a new escalation of the arms race into outer space and leave both sides more vulnerable. Expert after expert has suggested reasonable ways for the president to compromise on Star Wars, permitting legitimate research to continue on missile defense without violating existing treaty commitments. But the president just keeps on stonewalling. Don't let the summit take your eye off the ball too, Bob. You can't have real arms control and Star Wars too. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Senator Bob Dole. On November 9th, I'll be announcing I'm a candidate for the presidency of the United States. I'll have to give up this radio show, so today Ted and I will reminisce as we face off. Ted, we hit the airwaves back in 1984. That was a rough year for you. You predicted that Mondale Ferraro would beat Ronald Reagan. But it's been fun talking issues with you. We'll always have major differences. I want less government spending, less taxes, and less government interference, and you always want more. But we still remain friends. And I'll always value the new friends I've made in our listening audience. Ted, my friend Senator Al Simpson of Wyoming will be taking my place. He's a straight-talking man of common sense and uncommon humor, but he's also one tough guy. So I'll be tuning in from the campaign trail, and with some luck, from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Nice dream, Bob, but reality keeps intruding. After all your experience on Face Off, you still laid a turkey egg in the big TV debate last week with the other Republican candidates. It sounds as if you even found Richard Nixon's makeup man from 1960. With the reviews you're getting, Bob, you might stick to Face Off instead of running for president. Actually, I knew this moment was coming, Bob, but it's not what I expected. I always thought you'd be leaving the program someday to work on Elizabeth Dole's presidential campaign. But seriously, Bob, I admire your ability, and I'll miss you on the program. You and I take the issue seriously, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. I'm looking forward to debating Al Simpson on Face Off, and I wish you good luck on the campaign trail, Bob. If those reports from the Houston debate are true, you'll need it. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the economic crisis. We need international action, too. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. President Reagan was right to agree to a domestic summit on the economy, but we ought to have an international summit, too. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, the crash on Wall Street sent shockwaves through the Congress and the White House and produced new commitments all around to get serious about our massive twin deficits on the budget and foreign trade. President Reagan did the right thing by immediately scheduling a domestic economic summit with Congress. But the hole in the donut is the international economy, Bob. Wall Street can't save itself, and neither can Main Street. Unless our friends and allies in Europe, Japan, and the Third World cooperate more closely, the bottom will keep falling out, and all of us will go down the tube together. Let's hope the new spirit of cooperation at home produces results on the budget and trade, Bob. But how about joining me in calling for an international economic summit, too?
Ted, I'll say it again. The federal deficit is public enemy number one. That's Bob Dole's message on Capitol Hill and on the 1988 campaign trail. And the American people are hearing it loud and clear. They're fed up with big taxers and big spenders. And they're mind-boggled that Uncle Sam is wasting $150 billion a year just to pay off the interest on the $2.4 trillion debt. But it will take tough choices, not just tough speeches, to get the job done. So it's time for leadership, time to send a signal around the world that America is finally ready to face up to the deficit. Ted, I've already called for an international summit, but the real action starts at home. It's too bad it took the stock market crash to wake you up. But if you're really ready to cut the deficit and cut spending, welcome aboard. This is Senator Bob Dole. Monday will be a very special day for me. I'm announcing for the presidency. So tune in on Monday to hear my farewell to you and Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. Starting today, Bob Dole is a candidate to be the next president of the United States. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it's official. Bob Dole is running for president. This morning in my hometown of Russell, Kansas, and later today in Des Moines, Iowa, and Manchester, New Hampshire, I'll be announcing my candidacy. I'll also have to end our daily face-offs. So let me say thanks for the memories. Ted, it has been fun. Even though we'll never agree on the issues, you have my respect. As a presidential candidate, I'll be fighting for the same things I fought for on the battlefields of World War II and for 27 years on Capitol Hill: peace, freedom, and prosperity. Ted, only in America could a boy from a small Kansas town have an opportunity to climb the ladder all the way to the White House. See you on the campaign trail, Ted.
Bob, you've climbed quite a few rungs on that ladder already, and I wish you luck on the difficult higher rungs ahead. I found that ladder a little slippery myself in 1980, but I learned something else. There's life after a presidential campaign. Win or lose, you'll still be a formidable leader in public service in the years ahead. From what I hear, Bob, after the recent candidates' debate in Houston, the biggest question in your presidential planning is whether to let Dole be Dole. For what it's worth, Bob, I like the Dole I see in the Senate, and perhaps the country will too. Don't take that as an endorsement, though, Bob. I'm supporting Governor Mike Dukakis of Massachusetts for the White House. But I'll keep a light out for you. Perhaps you can come back on the program after the 1988 election, and we can discuss the incoming Democratic administration. This is Ted Kennedy. Tomorrow, I welcome Al Simpson to Face Off with a tough question about a new role for him in the Senate. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.